This introduction includes a shorter version of the overview contained in the book. Welcome to Amazing Acts Act 3, or welcome back if you have just read Amazing Acts Act 1, or Amazing Acts Act 2, or both. What could be more exciting, challenging, or relevant today than to see how a small, dejected, and defeated body of believers became the first members of the early church, which, though sorely persecuted, were empowered by the Holy Spirit to turn the world upside down with the gospel and establish local churches of new believers. Each chapter of Amazing Acts, Act 3, whether in writing or by audio, contains the passage of the book of Acts covered in that chapter. Amazing Acts, Act 3 covers the last 10 chapters of Acts, plus a few verses from Acts chapter 18. How can you best use this book for your own and for others' blessing? Appendix 1 and Appendix 2 to this book explain how best to use this book to run a discussion group and how best to complete and return the correspondence course. 1. Pray that God will help you understand and trust His word and put it into practice in your life. 2. Listen to the relevant audio track while you read the same passage and its explanation in the book. 3. Read more than once through the verses of Acts printed in each chapter of Amazing Acts, Act 3. 4. Ask, what is the main point of the passage? How do the noted Bible references relate to that? 5. Consider the three questions in each chapter, using the Bible verses noted there to help you. 6. Pray over what you have learned. Ask God to help you to apply it faithfully to your own life. 7. Read and listen through the chapter again to see if you have missed anything important. You may adapt these points to use Amazing Acts Act 3 for Bible studies, study groups, or one-on-one teaching. Amazing Acts Act 3 may be used with any Bible translation of the book of Acts, although the New King James Version, NKJV, is the one generally quoted. The Bible references function as follows. Acts 18, 1 to 18 means Acts chapter 18, verses 1 to 18. The 28 chapters of the Acts of the Apostles are covered in three books. Amazing Acts, Act 1, Acts chapter 1, verse 1 to Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Amazing Acts, Act 2, Acts chapter 9, verse 32 to Acts chapter 18, verse 23. And Amazing Acts, Act 3, Acts chapter 18, verse 23 to Acts chapter 28, verse 31. Amazing Acts, Act 3, Acts chapter 18 verse 23 to Acts chapter 28 verse 31 covers the last of Paul's three missionary ventures, Paul in Jerusalem again, his hearings before various authorities leading to his going to Rome to appeal his case to Caesar, his arrival there and freedom to share God's word for 2 years, Paul's third missionary trip, Acts chapter 18 verse 23 to Acts chapter 21 verse 16. Paul in Jerusalem with the apostles and elders. His arrest in the temple. Facing, speaking and testifying to a mob from which he is rescued by the soldiers. Acts chapter 21 verse 17 to Acts chapter 22 verse 29. Paul's appearances before the council, Sanhedrin, in Jerusalem, and Felix in Caesarea, and Festus, through whom he appeals to Caesar, further appearance before King Agrippa, and his testimony to the king, Acts chapter 22 verse 30 to Acts chapter 26 verse 32, Paul's very eventful journey to Rome via a shipwreck on Malta, his ministry there to Jewish leaders, and his relative freedom to preach about Jesus Christ for 2 years, no one forbidding him. Acts chapter 27 verse 1 to Acts chapter 28, verse 31.